Good evening world, Joseph Tame here in Tokyo. It's 6:30 p.m. on the Monday, March 5th, 2012. Just on my way to a meeting in Shibuya, having finished the day at the studio. Good day. Yeah, it went very well. Anyway, just thought I'd take this opportunity to start documenting my time in the, in the US, my time at TED. So after the marathon finished at 3 p.m, 4 p.m, got home around 5, shower, packed up all the tech stuff to send back to the places I borrowed it from, and then finished packing my bag off to Haneda Airport for a midnight 30 flight. And so arrived in Los Angeles at 5 p.m. on the same day as the marathon. That kind of plays with people's heads there when I had my marathon medal showing that I had actually run a marathon in Tokyo that morning, and I used my medal on the flight to get a free upgrade to a seat with more legroom and stuff. I thought, you know, you got to make some use of this. I just run this blooming marathon. So it was quite surreal. It had been an incredibly long day, and I did actually, as soon as I sat down on the plane, I must have fallen asleep instantly, because I didn't even wake up. I don't remember anything about the takeoff. The next thing I knew, we were quite a way over the Pacific. So I was, after the only 1 hour of sleep and the marathon and all that, I was just so exhausted. Anyway, arrived in the US, and Los Angeles, picked up my pocket Wi-Fi so I had internet connectivity, and then got the shuttle bus to the hotel, which was located, the Westin Hotel, located right opposite the TED venue on Long Beach, in the convention center there at Long Beach. Quite a fantastic location to stay. I mean, literally, look out the window and it's right there in front of you. And that evening, the first thing to do was to attend the TED Fellows dinner, where TED has a program which they call TED Fellows, where they nurture young and upcoming entrepreneurs, artists, musicians, people just doing amazing stuff, the kind of things you hear about at TED Talks. And so that was really interesting to meet quite a few of those people there. And then it was back to the hotel for the first night of rest. The following day was really interesting, actually. So it was the day in which we could have a tour of the TED complex, and I must admit, I was really impressed, because the thing is, the place is basically just a convention center. You know, they have a big theater place and all that, but you look at it from the outside, it's nothing special, it's just a convention center. What is so impressive, and this was a theme that ran throughout the whole week over multiple venues, was how, through space design, through lighting, they transform what is a bog standard venue into some place that's pretty damn special, that really conjures up that kind of TED feel. Was really struck by that. And so, yes, we toured, for example, the media cavern, the media cave downstairs, and some of these rooms where they use, in terms of space design, furniture and things, they're using, for example, whole swathes of huge bean bags, and then really comfy office chairs, and then comfy sofa-like chairs, and different kinds of displays, and it's just really, really interesting. I took a lot of photos, actually, and shot a lot of video to try and bring this back to Tokyo. Because, I mean, I'd always heard, you know, space design is very important for TEDx Tokyo, etc. But never really appreciated the power that it has to transform spaces. So, yeah. Anyway, met a lot of interesting people. And one person I met in particular is a chap who's been, he's quite senior at Apple, he's in charge of all their websites and things, and he's been there about 25 years, and I introduced myself, and I was very chuffed when he knew who I was. They know about what I do there with my iPhones and iRun and things. So, anyway. But yes, wonderful day. I'll talk more about it in the following boo, but I have to finish now. Thank you very much for listening. To be continued.